Healthcare workers at Sapphire Rehabilitation of the North Town say both they and residents have tested positive for COVID-19, yet they haven't been given adequate personal protective gear or safety training.
The employer provided some masks, but they couldn't verify what kind they were necessarily, and they were not fit tested. And there was no training of our members on how to use the materials that were provided, and the material that was provided just we could not assure their quality. And the workers were afraid, and people were getting sick.
Todd Hobler is vice president of the Sapphire Nurses Union, United Healthcare Workers East. He helped lead a protest outside the Tonawanda facility Friday afternoon, as workers wearing masks and using social distancing held signs for passing Sheridan Drive traffic.
What we're saying out here is if the owners aren't going to step up and take care of their employees, then the Department of Health should, and come in here and make sure that everybody has the right PPEs, the right training.
Sapphire North is rated a one-star facility by the federal government, meaning much below average. It's controlled in part by downstate owners. The for-profit company did not immediately return a request for comment, but a company spokesperson tells the Buffalo News that the facility has a 12-day supply of PPE and accuses nurses of being motivated by contract negotiations. Hobler says that claim is ludicrous. He says workers have raised concerns for several weeks and that management has canceled two scheduled meetings to discuss safety protocol.
Some nursing home operators are really doing excellent work and providing the PPEs and the training and working very hard to keep their workers safe and the residents safe. And then others, some of these for-profit guys who are owned by out-of-town owners, are not. And that's why we're out here, because they need to do better.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.